Navigating intimacy, understanding the distance and intimacy regulators, episode 166. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. Welcome back, Awaken You and Your Marriage friends. How are you all doing? Have you made some time to be with yourself and your thoughts as you navigate the way towards a marriage that feels more like the one you imagined when you said, yes, I do? Before we dig into this week's topic of intimacy regulators, I have a favor to ask of all of you. I have a project I am working on, and I would absolutely love your help. I am currently creating some free offerings for women who are unhappy in their marriage, who feel stuck in an unhappy marriage, who sort of dread the lackluster future that they see for their marriage. And they don't want to get divorced, even though they think about it. Like, they think about how life would be if they left and they found somebody better, but they really don't want to get divorced. But they cannot figure out how to change how they feel. These women fear getting to the end of their lives, never having experienced a truly connected, close, shared, and intimate marriage that they dreamed of. With these free offerings that I am working on, I want to make sure that they are a perfect fit for the women I help, that they are enticing, that they will take them and they will actually do the work in them to start to feel better. Women like you who are here absorbing everything that I share each week on the podcast, if you're interested in jumping on a short 30-minute call where I would ask you a few questions that will help me better understand exactly what will help support you along your journey. If you want to hop onto this call, even if you schedule it and I start asking questions and you're like, no, this isn't for me, it's totally okay. No big deal. This is me just wanting to get some information from you. You can email me, Christine@ChristineBongiovanni.com. If you follow me on the socials, direct message me, and I will share a link where you can book the call. And of course, thank you ahead of time for considering. I have a special gift to share with those of you who are willing to explore this with me. And if you know anyone else that might be interested, please pass this along. Today's topic came up while working on a case study with my coach, Amy Gianni. We were discussing someone's client case where the couple was navigating some difficult circumstances that have created quite a bit of distance between the two of them. And those circumstances have been festering, unresolved for quite some time. So with that said, both partners are committed to making the relationship work, and they are doing things to help create more closeness and connection. Those things are things like date nights, working together with a coach, and doing the homework that comes with that every week. They're being intentional about their conversation and doing activities that bring them both joy and closer to each other. Often what happens during these times, though, is that after they are somewhere along on this date where they're connecting, They both agree that they're having a good time. One spouse starts doing things that sort of crashes the party. Now, while many things can certainly be going on here, it could be just a mood. It could be something the other partner did that triggered them. It could be all sorts of things. But one option might be that the spouse is feeling super comfortable and thinks that because they're feeling close and connected, maybe bringing up some old topics of contention during this time might bring a different result than what has happened in the past, which of course it doesn't. The same thing that has happened in the past always happens. They shut down, there's disconnection, and a night that doesn't end that well, right? Okay, so I could talk about the situation and the solution with what I just shared, but instead I want to move on to another option of what might be going on. And that would be what is called intimacy or distance regulators, which would be things that we do when we're feeling intimacy anxiety or the fear of intimacy, which is simply a form of relationship anxiety around having that close physical or emotional connection. We are feeling a little uncomfortable with how close it is. Now, again, this isn't always conscious, and we do something to ruin the closeness. Each and every one of us has a closeness bubble or boundary for how close we want people to get physically, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, sexually. And of course, that boundary varies based on who the person is. But at the same time, in relationship, some of us want to be like smooshed inside of each other. Some of us want to have like some separation, and some want some real separation, right? In our intimate relationships, this can become a barrier to getting close, where we may have one who wants real closeness and another who likes distance, likes to keep more to themselves without really opening up and sharing. So in order for a couple to grow closer, each one will want to work on playing around with opening up a bit during times together, right? Making their barrier a little more permeable so to slowly let the other one in and to start feeling safe doing so, right? We open up just a little bit more. We get what we experience, it feels good, it makes us feel safe, so it allows us to open up a little bit more. And at the same time, some people aren't necessarily willing to do the work to learn how to feel more comfortable opening up more. And then, of course, along with all of this, remembering, especially those who like space, those people are going to need space to be alone as well, which we all need and we should all have. People that like to be really close, if they never like to be alone, then that is their work, right? This space allows you to have the capacity to come back fresh and energetic and open up again. Intimacy or distance regulators would be something that a person does when they're feeling like they're getting a little bit too comfortable in a situation, right? It's like that inner alarm that says, too close, too comfortable, and they start feeling a bit uncomfortable, right, with that comfort and closeness or some anxiety around it, and they do something to break that closeness, to kind of push them apart. And in the example I shared, It's possible that one is just getting too comfortable with their date night, like feeling a little vulnerable, and then anxiety sets in and they're unconsciously doing something to push them apart. Maybe they're fearing like, oh, this is really close and intimate right here. I wonder if that means I'm going to need to do something later to be closer. And of course, that's never the case. You always have choice. Let's look at some examples. My first example, for some reason, dancing came to mind. So let's just go with that. Let's say you're at a wedding with your spouse and you have been feeling close to them. Maybe nostalgic feelings are coming up for you with the wedding and all. You and your spouse decided to step out on the dance floor during a slow dance. And when you get started, something sets off inside of you and you're feeling a little, that comfort that you were feeling is now no longer there. You're starting to feel a little uncomfortable. A little alarm goes off inside of you and you start then talking about something your spouse did on your wedding day that you still haven't made peace with. This causes distance and regulates how close the two of you get. You're now back at the table, ready to pack it up and drive home silently. Another example could be, let's say the two of you have been scheduling sex and you were all in on the idea and you have been able to embrace it. You're looking forward to it. Yet somehow, every time something happens somewhat close to your scheduled time that makes it such that you're not, neither of you are interested in having sex. Maybe it's an argument at dinner over something super unimportant or accepting a call from someone that somehow consumes the whole night. And then the third example I wanted to share is, let's say you have a getaway planned. You have both been looking forward to it. And then as you're getting ready, you start shutting down and unconsciously start fearing your time alone together. Like maybe you make it through the airport and the flight all cheery, but something happens on the way to the car rental or the hotel that dampens the excitement and has your emotions such that the air between you is thick and you're withdrawn and you're no longer in the mood to have a good time. So the question is how you dysregulate your distance or intimacy regulator, okay? I find it interesting to put it that way since we're so often talking about regulating our dysregulation, right? But in this case, the regulator is keeping you from the intimacy and closeness that you actually really crave. So you want to dysregulate the regulator. So the first thing, of course, is awareness. That's why I talk about all of these things. You can start seeing where this might be happening in your own relationship and start getting curious about, gosh, yeah, it does seem like on date night, something happens to ruin the night. And you can then start paying attention. Like, why is this happening? I wonder what is going on here. The second thing is to pay attention to what emotions are coming up. Are you actually safe? Right? I say that often. Can you look around at where you are and be like, yes, I am actually safe. I have autonomy right here and right now to choose enjoyment of the moment or to do something to create distance and to create that lack of intimacy. How can you settle into what feels super uncomfortable in the moment? Question what it is, discover what it is, and comfort yourself. Let yourself know that this is actually something that you want. And then the third thing is to slowly open up and relax into it. Notice your discomfort. See if you can actually verbalize what you are noticing to your spouse in an effort to let them know what might be going on for you and to share when it's happened in the past. Share what you've been noticing. Maybe they can relate. Maybe they have some sort of opinion that they have developed in their brain around why this happens. And usually that opinion is about them, right? And so now you can actually open up and start talking about it. You help both of you to understand what has been going on and maybe even allow you some space to settle into your situation, right? They hear what you're saying. They hear what you're discovering about this situation, what might be the case, and then they can give you some space. They can have some empathy for you. They can see that it isn't about them. Then they can help you with that journey, right? I would love to hear what you think and what you notice this week as you pay attention to times when you, or maybe even your spouse, start to pull away and create some distance. Now, with your spouse, if you notice something going on for them, now that you have this information, ask yourself how you can be there for them. Ask yourself what they might be experiencing in that moment. What might be making them uncomfortable? What is going on for them? You can create some empathy. You can create some curiosity about the experience they're having. Could you allow them some space and then maybe bring it up in conversation at a later point? Not when you're noticing it, right? Because they might get triggered. They might get activated. They might be defensive. They might criticize you for picking on them. Who knows? But you can just notice it in the moment. And then at some other time, hey, you know, I have been wondering, I've been noticing this and I'm wondering what is going on. Is this something that you're doing unconsciously to create distance? And of course, you can listen to this podcast with them and maybe they'll see something in themselves that they recognize. That's what I have for you this week. Let's continue to create awareness around the ways that we create distance that we don't want in our marriage. And until next week, stay present, aware, and compassionate towards the person you are and the person you are becoming. Love you all. Have an amazing week. Ciao. Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life. We study it and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.